Let's talk about mirror wills. A mirror will is the most common type of will that we would draw up here for people in our office in Enfield. A mirror will essentially is suitable for a husband and wife scenario, or indeed partners. And the mirror will basically means that if we're looking at a husband and wife, we're looking at making a will for each of them, and each will be a mirror of the other. And by that I mean that Joe is married to Mary, let's say. Joe leaves everything to Mary, his entire estate, when he passes away, and he appoints Mary as his executrix, his executor. And Mary then, in turn, she mirrors that will, and she leaves everything to Joe, and she appoints him as her executor. So that's the mirror aspect of it, the mirror will scenario, and how that works. And then what they need to consider, and that's a very straightforward will for husband and wife, or for partnership, or for partners, but it's very straightforward. What they need to consider, however, as well, is if both of them go pop their clogs, basically. If both of them pass away at the same time, for example, in a catastrophic accident or car crash or airplane going down or something. I know it's a shocking, grim sort of a scenario to be thinking about, but obviously if you're making a will, you have to make provision for scenarios. So if both parties go at the same time, then they need in their will to consider who gets what and who will act as executor. There's one further thing they need to consider. But just to repeat that again, if Joe pops his clogs, everything goes to Mary and she acts as executor. If Mary passes away, everything goes to Joe and he acts as her executor. And if they both go then at the same time, then they have to consider who gets what and who will act as the executor. Okay? There's a third scenario or a third complication, and that is if there is children and if there's minor children. So if in the scenario where both parties pass away and at the same time and a sister or a brother, for example, is the executor, then they might say, and I give my entire estate of whatsoever nature and wheresoever situate to my three children in equal shares for their own use and benefit, absolutely. That would be common enough. However, if the children aren't over the age of 18, they're minor children, and therefore you have to consider who will look after the kids, who will act as guardian, and who will act as trustee. So you need to consider that as well. Now, if you don't consider that, and if you don't appoint a trustee or a guardian for minor children, it's not the end of the world and it's not fatal. That's assuming you have actually appointed an executor, because the executor can act as trustee and or guardian, or can appoint trustees and guardians for minor children. But that is the broad scenario of husband and wife, mirror wills, very standard scenario that we deal with here all the time. Each party, as I say, leaves everything to the other party, and the other party acts as executor, but they need to consider who gets what and who will act as executor in the appalling circumstance where they're both pass away at the same time. Hope you find this useful, and if you want to make a will, contact us and we will be able to look after it for you, no problem. Thanks a lot. If you find this video useful, I'd appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below. Thank you.